You found the Summit County Justice Files. I'm Tom Fricke from Crystal 93, along with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons. And we visit every week, or most every week, on the radio on Thursday mornings. But as you know, you're limited to how much time we have.
We're very limited.
And in just a couple of minutes worth on the radio every week doesn't really give it justice to the Justice Files and what the Summit County Sheriff's Office is going through on a weekly basis. So we're going to go a little bit deeper today. Thanks for hanging with us, and thanks for doing this, Sheriff.
Yeah, I think the Justice Files, I think the community deserves a deep dive behind the Justice Files. It's the whole reason why we created it, was to provide, you know, some transparency to the community of this is what's really going on here.
And just so you know, the Justice Files are available online. Where can we find them?
Yeah, the Sheriff's Office, Summit County Sheriff's Office website. So whichever device you're on, just Google Summit County Sheriff's Office, Colorado, not Utah or Ohio.
Ohio, right.
Because that often is the case.
And you'll find the Summit County Justice Files online, and we're going to talk about it right here today. Thanks for joining us. Let's start out with some fun and games that are going on at the ski resorts. I mean, we are at the peak of the ski season, and we've got fun things happening at Keystone, things happening at Copper Mountain. Let's start out with a burglary at Copper Mountain at a condo. What happened there?
Often people leave stuff in hotel rooms, whether it be skis, guns, in this case, gloves, jackets, clothing. Someone had reported that they had left some stuff behind in their hotel room and had reached out to the hotel and said, you know, I left some articles of clothing there, and the hotel never responded. And then, of course, when we went, the person that was looking in that had been missing these articles called the sheriff's office, and we went and had a little talk with the hotel, and items started appearing. Oh, and it turns out that one of the cleaners thought that the clothes left behind were left behind for his family.
Uh-huh.
So he took them home and gave them to his family.
Which is not cool.
Which is not cool, especially when someone had been asking for them. Some of the stuff was returned, and some of the stuff is still missing. But that that person will be charged for theft.
There's another condo owner in Copper Mountain reported that a man entered his unit and was rummaging through the drawers and also trying to break into his safe. What's that story about?
So, as often the case now with technology, everybody has cameras everywhere. And this is an owner-occupied condo that he has cameras in there. And what happened, which oftentimes when we find what people think is nefarious activities going on around their property, turns out to be something they scheduled. This, in fact, was something that had some maintenance scheduled inside his condo and forgot about it. And this was the maintenance worker doing the maintenance that was required of him.
So is the maintenance worker surprised by a visit from the sheriff's office?
People are always surprised by the sheriff's office.
Oh, sure.
But it's this happens more often. It's just like leaving articles of clothing we just talked about. People with cameras, seeing people walking around their homes, seeing people near their hot tubs, seeing people, you know, you name it, because everyone's in and outside of their properties are now on camera and everything at your phone. That people call all the time going, there's a car on my driveway, and they forgot that they lent the house to Uncle John for the weekend. You know, and here comes the deputies, and they're like, hey, I'm family.
Have you guys figured out at the sheriff's department how much time is wasted on these calls?
You know, what's really funny, Tom, is people think by getting all this surveillance, like they're saving time and they're figuring out things that they don't have to involve law enforcement, but it just seems that, as you just said, we spend more time unwinding these than anything. And it turns out that it's always something that somebody forgot.
It's never a dull moment, especially during ski season in the mountains. Trespassing in Keystone. A homeowner contacted deputies after seeing a man on his Ring camera. Another one. Is this kind of the same thing here where I believe he saw somebody on his camera attempting to break into his hot tub?
Yeah, and there was one where he thought it actually was two kids that were trying to get into a hot tub. with towels. They saw the Ring camera, and one of the kids says to the other one, "Hey, look, that's a, you know, because the Ring cameras are
pretty big, you can't miss them.
Yeah. They're bright, they're, you know, distinguishable." And the kids thought better of it when they decided there was a camera watching them. And then you see the kids decide to walk away and not with their towels in hand, and decided not to get in the hot tub. But we have hot tub intrusions nightly.
I would imagine so.
Nightly.
That's kind of a ritual, isn't it? Especially with college kids.
Yeah. At least these two had towels and bathing suits. Sometimes there's no towels and no bathing suits.
Well, there is another camera incident that I saw was in Keystone in a condo unit, a hidden camera that was not so obvious to people staying at the condo.
Yeah, so this one, you know, is an unfortunate one where someone had put in a hidden camera in the bathroom of a condo in Keystone that was actually surveilling family members in the bathroom. So obviously, we got involved in this and are still involved in it. It's an active, ongoing investigation. But as we said, cameras are everywhere. But this was an unfortunate incident where it was a family member preying on other family members as they used the bathroom.
Man.
On a holiday ski vacation. Not from our community.
Boy.
Visitors.
That's what happens in the resort communities. And we've got a lot of them in Summit County. We've got Copper Mountain, Keystone, Breckenridge, Arapahoe Basin, and there's a lot of visitors that come and do crazy things.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy things that happen around here.
Let's talk about Breckenridge and a guy that noticed an Oklahoma license plate was missing from the wall of his garage. Why is it on the garage and not on his vehicle? I'm guessing it was a collector's.
Yeah, you know, it's one of these people that collect, you know, you walk into a garage and there's all kind of license plates, but he didn't know until he started getting notices from another state that his vehicle was last, you know, had gotten all these violations, you know, by camera violations, probably in the HOV lane, until he realized that the plate had been missing from his wall. And someone had stolen and stuck it on a car and was driving up and down in their state collecting fines and fees.
Do we know how long this other person had the license plate?
Long enough to get these citations. I don't know off the top of my head, but...
It's the Justice Files, Summit County Justice Files. I'm Tom Fricke with Crystal 93, talking with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons as we dig a little deeper into what the Summit County Sheriff's Office is going through on a regular basis. And every week, there's always entertainment here in the high country at our ski resorts. And outside of the resorts, we've got communities around here too, of course, Frisco and Wilderness. That's another community that's above Silverthorne. And there is an incident in Wilderness where a homeowner contacted deputies after noticing a couple of young men approaching his porch. What happened there?
These were the ones, these in fact were the kids with the Ring camera that decided not to approach the hot tub any further when they realized that they were on camera.
Surveillance. So it's not.
I had it mixed up with the other one.
It was Wilderness.
Yeah.
So it wasn't two different incidents.
No.
It was the same incident. But still, that happens frequently around, you know, pretty much anywhere there's a hot tub. There's always going to be somebody saying, "Hey, let's go take a dip on that." So what else is going on in the Justice Files? What else do you want to talk about?
You know, the other thing that happens often is we have these, you know, we had an assault in one of the parking lots over a parking space. So somebody...
Parking's at a premium, especially during ski season.
You hear about this in the big city in mall parking lots,
sure,
and shopping centers and, you know, people arguing over, or, you know, sports venues. Here we have it, as you said, in our ski resorts, where people see a premium spot at the same time, they go for it, and all of a sudden there's ownership issues over whose spot this is. And so this actually ended up one person assaulting another person because the person that took the spot decided he'd take a photo of the other person's license plate on their car to see in case something happened when they got back, if their car was scratched or something. And that person took offense to their license plate being photographed, and a pushing match ensued where the person ended up on the ice, on the ground, on their back. Oof. Yeah, over parking. Wow. So it wasn't even a powder day.
See, and that's one of those things I just kind of... But I guess, you know, after you've been sitting in traffic for 3 hours on I-70 trying to get up to the mountains, and you find a parking spot, and somebody else is challenging you for that spot?
Can you imagine? Yeah, it's like a tightly wound rubber band that all of a sudden let go. And, you know, like you said, it's some of that is, you know, built up energy from the traffic problems we have here. Uh-huh. But this one resulted in an assault, which was really unfortunate. So it ruined two people's skiing days, one that got sighted and one that got injured, ending up on his back.
So there was another vehicle that got scratched at Copper Mountain. Somebody keyed his vehicle?
Somebody keyed his vehicle. Yeah, this is a guy that had some political stickers displayed on his car. And when he got back to his car, someone had keyed expletives in the paint of his car, and he just drew the conclusion that that person probably didn't agree with the political stickers on his car, especially with the new administration taking, you know, shape and form, that there's a lot of this angst out there. And this person thought, truly, it must be the stickers on my car that pissed somebody off and caused them to write me a nice message in the paint of my car.
With a key.
With a key.
Not cool at all.
That's
so
not
you're
cool.
Still looking for the person who did that.
If we can identify, here's one instance where there was no camera, but if we can identify this person, we will charge them with vandalizing that car.
You're listening to the Summit County Justice Files. Tom Fricke with Crystal 93 talking with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons. And I'd like to thank the sheriff for taking some time out of your busy day, your busy week, to talk about these justice files that can be found online. Again, the website.
Yeah, the easiest thing is to Google Summit County Sheriff's Office, Colorado. You'll come up with our website. When you go on our website, the justice files will be there.
You'll find more details.
Yeah, and they're all archived, too. So besides what we're talking about, past justice files are all archived on there.
You'll find some entertaining reading, for sure.
There'll be some entertaining reading, and you and I will do some entertaining discussions in coming weeks of the justice files. We'll stay current.
We look forward to doing this on a regular basis. So stay tuned. Keep checking back. Summit County Justice Files. Tom Fricke, along with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons, as always, thank you for your service.
Thank you, Tom.